You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The shares of Tata Steel plunged over 4% in the early trading session on Thursday after the company reported a 64% dip in the net profit year-on-year in Q4 FY24 on Wednesday. The share price of Tata Steel slipped 4.27%, reaching an intraday low of ₹166.80 on the NSE. On Wednesday, Tata Steel reported a 64% decline in the consolidated net profit to ₹611 crore for the quarter ended March 2024, compared to ₹1,705 crore in the same quarter the previous year. This profit figure fell short of D Street's ₹991 crore estimates. Revenue from operations for the reporting quarter also dropped by 7% year-on-year to ₹58,687 crore. During the January-March 2024 period, the company recorded an EBITDA of ₹6,631 crore. Over to the personal finance news. The debate has been ongoing for years regarding which is better, systematic investment plans or lump sum investments, when it comes to putting money into mutual fund schemes. There is no clear-cut answer to that, and there is no concrete trend suggesting that one is better than the other. Different market scenarios have showed varied results. During market downturns, SIPs have shown better performance, while when there is some stability and less volatility over a period of time, lump sum investments have shown better results. But again, the market is cynical, and volatility is the only thing that is constant in the equity market. The decision to choose between an SIP and a lump sum often confuses new investors. Next, from aviation news, IndiGo Airlines has unveiled a thoughtful new feature aimed at enhancing the travel experience for their female passengers. Women flying with IndiGo can now see which seats have been pre-booked by other female travelers during the web check-in process. There is no doubt that this initiative empowers women to choose their seats with more confidence and comfort for their safety purposes. IndiGo announced this feature on Wednesday following extensive market research to make air travel more pleasant and secure for their female customers. This innovative step reflects IndiGo's commitment to catering to the unique needs of all its passengers. IndiGo said that this new feature aligns with their girl power ethos, but is currently in pilot mode. Over to railways news. The network of Indian Railways has been on the modernization journey, with superfast trains playing a key role in it. These high-speed trains, such as the Vande Bharat Express and Gatiman Express, are significantly reducing travel times and enhancing passenger comfort and safety. However, the gift of speed comes with a fee, which could swing some out of booking these trains. Soon, India will introduce bullet trains, which unsurprisingly will come with an additional charge. Therefore, it is crucial to analyze whether the general public will be willing to pay the price for increased speed. In an attempt to gauge the public's willingness to shell out some extra cash for these superfast trains, Rail Yatri surveyed across India. Now from political news. As the Lok Sabha elections entered its last leg, former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh took a wild dig at PM Narendra Modi and accused him of lowering the dignity of the Prime Minister's office by making hateful and unparliamentary speeches meant to target a certain community or the opposition. In a letter to the people of Punjab, where Lok Sabha polls are set to be held on June 1st, quote, Manmohan Singh alleged that PM Modi indulged in the most vicious form of hate speeches that are purely divisive in nature, unquote. Manmohan Singh's letter comes weeks after PM Modi had accused the former of having said that Muslims have the first right to wealth. Next, the latest buzz from technology news. Android users eager for a better way to stream Apple TV Plus content on their devices have reason to celebrate. A recent job listing on Apple's career site hints at the tech giant's plans to launch an Apple TV app for Android. The listing seeks a senior Android software engineer to join the Apple TV app team. The role involves developing new features and enhancing the application, which is already used by millions to watch and discover TV shows and sports. This marks a significant step for Apple, which has yet to officially announce an Android version of its Apple TV app. Historically speaking, Apple has been extremely choosy in bringing its apps to rival platforms. Lastly, Sensex. Nifty ended weak today. Banks outperform. Indian benchmark indices ended lower for the fifth consecutive session on May 30th with Nifty below 22,500. The Sensex was down 617.30 points or 0.83% at 73,885.60 and the Nifty was down 216 points or 0.95% at 22,488.70. About 993 shares advanced, 2,395 shares declined and 461 shares unchanged. The biggest Nifty losers included Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra, Power Grid Corporation, Wipro and others. On the other hand, winners were ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, HDFC Bank. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.